There's a famous Brisker Shita regarding the obligation of Kriyas HaTorah. That we see stories, as we'll discuss, from Rav Chaim, from the Brisker Rav, and Rav Soloveitchik, that they're very makbid on Kriyas HaTorah. Perhaps they say Rav Chaim was even more makbid on Kriyas HaTorah than he was on Tfilah B'Tzibur. In fact, that's the mice that the Rav used to always say over. He had two father-in-laws. One, a maternal one from his mother's side, which was a Feinstein, Ramosh's uncle. And he was a big Talmud Chacham. He said, I think one time he was there, he was learning, the candle went out, and he kept on reading. He knew the Gemara, he knew everything about Peh. He was a big Gaon. Not as well known, but well known. And his other father-in-law, the famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. So he used to always say, this is a major debate among my father-in-laws, that Rav Feinstein used to hold that the Kriyas HaTorah is only a Choves HaTzibor, while Rav Chaim felt it was a Choves HaYochid. Just to illustrate, what does that mean? Well, Choves Tzibor means it's an obligation on the Tzibor. Choves HaYochid means it's an obligation on the individual. But of course, Rav Chaim agrees you need a minyan. If it's a Choves HaYochid, it has to be done with minyan. So you always had to try to find different minyanim. So they point out that there is a, he used to always say that there's a Ramban. The Rav Feinstein used to say, like, there's a Ramban in the Mechumos. The Baal Amor wants to know about a whole discussion, why is Kriyas HaMegillah left out of the Mishnah? The Mishnah Megillah lists different things which are Choves HaTzibor. You need 10. I think it's Birkas Kohanim, Kriyas HaTorah, among other things. I mean, they leave out Megillah. So it's a whole discussion whether Machokas, whether Megillah requires 10 or not. Whether we pass in Shalom Bizmana. Yes, if it's Bizmana, no. So there's a whole discussion. So they want to know, if he needs 10, why is it left out of the Mishnah? That's the Baal HaMor's question. So the Rabbani, I'll tell you why it's left out of the Mishnah. Because Megillah needs 10, not because it's a Choves HaTzibor, it's a Choves HaYochid. However, out Persumei Nisa, we need 10. But Kriyas HaTorah, that's a Choves HaTzibor. So you He used to say, I tell that to Rav Chaim. He says Rav Chaim had it all wrong. He was so makbid on Kriya, more makbid on Kriya HaTorah B'Tzibor than he was B'Tfilah B'Tzibor. Tfilah B'Tzibor, we know the great mile of Tfilah B'Tzibor. The Gemara talks about it. But the Briskers, they have their own shitas. And in fact, he said, you know, he realized, you know, Rav Chaim had a different Derech HaLimud. So he used to mock at it, apparently, where he used to say, I'd show him the Ramban, and you know, the way Rav Chaim learns, he'll dray it that the Ramban agrees with him. So he used to say to the Rav, I was born Kodim Matan Torah. He meant before Rav Chaim changed the Derech HaLimud. But and therefore, it's a Choves HaTzibor, and that's it. We'll come back to Ashari Ephraim in a minute. So do we find Rav Chaim used to be get off the trains and run off the town just to look for a minion? He went out of his way many times because he felt it was a Choves HaYochid. And we find the story with the Brisker Rav as well that the Rav Shachter brings down, that I think he came late for Mincha and Shabbos, and he missed the Baruch Hu. A Kohen got up for an Aliyah. And Kohen got up for an Aliyah, And he dismissed the Baruch Has Hashem Mavarach, so the Brisker said, we got to find another minion. Why? So because number one, he felt not only was Kriyas HaTorah Chobes HaYachid, not only was the Brachas HaChobes HaYachid, but even the Baruch Hu was a Chobes HaYachid. So that was the Brisker. They see the Brisker also, there's a, parenthetically, he used to be very makbid to get a minion in the morning. I guess let's assume not even on non-Monday and Thursdays in Eretz Yisrael, he was very makbid to get Birkas Kohanim. He says people travel thousands of miles to forget a bracha from a Rebbe. I want a bracha from God, Birkas Kohanim, and therefore he was very makbid to try to get a minion. He used to go out looking for a minion. Speaking of Rav Chaim, they say Rav Chaim, again, you would think he was in Volozhin, they say, over his story. And he lived next door to his Rav Rafal Shapiro. That could have been Rav Chaim's father-in-law, the Netziv's son-in-law. So I think he needed a minion for Kriyas HaTorah once, and he went to Rav Rafal, and he said, get lost, bro. I don't know if he said that. He said, stop at the Mishugas already. It's a Chobes HaYachid. It's a Chobes HaTzibur, not a Chobes HaYachid. And he said, that was one of the machlokas in between Brisk and Volozhin. In Volozhin, it was a Chobes HaTzibur. In Brisk, it was a Chobes HaYachid. And the Rav even extended it as well, even though many poskim assume, even if you assume there is Tashrumin, it would only be on the Shabbat, not on the Monday and Thursday. I don't know if there's Tashrumin or not. But when the Rav used to come in, because it's the same day, so when the Rav came in on, I'm guessing it was Thursday, because I think he used to fly in on Tuesday and go back on Thursday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, but whatever day it was the day with Kriyas HaTorah, he used to find, I think they say, because he used to have, I think he had a Mincha Minyan after Shir. I guess apparently it wasn't that hard to find 10 people who didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah yet. And he went ahead and he had a minion, and I think he read Kriyas HaTorah. So it's the Briskers Lishitasan that they vowed very strongly that it's a Chobetz HaYachid and not a Chobetz HaTzibor. And that's what the Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes in one of the Rishonim, the Rav Yan, where he says, why do we begin an Aliyah with Baruch Hu? Just start with the Bracha. So he says, the Ola is telling the Kehila, you have to listen also. I'm being Motzei you. You have a Chiyuv in Kriyas HaTorah. In other words, like the Briskers. But before the Briskers, he used to go ahead and he held also as a Chobetz HaYachid. The Ramban and the Baal Amor, he's the one clearly it's a Chobetz HaTzibur. There's an Or Zaruah where he quotes, it was Niskin from Moshe Rabbeinu, that you have to finish Pam Achas Bashanas Mashma a Chobetz HaYachid, but that's hard to bring a raya for them. Number one is, it's not really true. Maybe it's just a Guzma. He didn't institute it. The Gemara and Baba Kaba talks about how many psukim. 1, 3, he didn't institute it to read every day. That's why Ezra's Takana. And even if he did, I think the Rav used to say, that would be a Chobetz HaTzibur for the Tzibur to read the portion every week. But a Chobetz, that wouldn't be a Chobetz HaYachid, I mean, to ensure that. But either way, that was the famous debate with the brisket. And this, the question that could depend on it is this Shiloh is, the case of the Or Zaruah, where they were in shul, something happened, and they didn't make it up. They didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah. So, the Shire of Rayim says, the only reason that the way he learns the Or Zaruah, the Mara Mintz, what his version is, when do we say Yechayev to hear Kriyas HaTorah? That's only when the Tzibor gets together. So it's a Chobetz HaTzibor. And then you go to shul, you have 10 people together, and you don't lame. But if you never went together at all, it wouldn't be a chiyuv. So people, that that's what most rely on today with the coronavirus. Most shuls are just going to lay in one, and they're not going to do any tashlumin, since we didn't meet together, so therefore there was no chiyuv. Others might say, since the whole Klal Yisrael were meeting, so maybe that's you. It's wherever Klal Yisrael, the Chol Bas HaTziv is, you left off here. But either way, the Pashas is not that way, not like Rav Chaim, that they went ahead and they did. You wouldn't have to make it up, and they point out, even though Meikra did, you don't have to make it up. There's stories with many Gedolim how they did make it up. That's why Rav Shachter, I think Rav Sri Rimon, the Eretz Chaim, that says you have to make it up. Rav Shachter and Rav Rimon think it's recommended to make it up. It's just that he says you just don't. He has a different problem because he's moving from one book to the other. Rav Shachter also does, but he says do it b'toras hausafa. So either way, so there's many gedolim to the story. They say with Gra, even though they say in the Bir HaGra, or we not say he wrote Tav Lo Espal, it seems to be a dinner tashlum, and either you can make up. Some say the Gra only says two, others not. But the Maisa with the Gra, where he was in the hospital, he missed a couple of weeks, and he had the Tzibor read for him. So you know that wouldn't be a right. Yeah, that's just, maybe Iker Hadin it is a Chovas at Tzibor, but the Gedolim were Makbid, like the. Similar story with the Chazon Ish. I think they say in 1948, it was against the law to make a protest against Chillul Shabbos. The Jewish stores that were open on Shabbos, so he was put in jail for a couple of weeks. So when he came back, he asked the Tzibor to do it. And they say he also heard Rav Moshe came back. I guess he was sick in the hospital. He missed Baharim Bekukosai. It was by Midbar, so Ramosha goes against the whole Maharamin. He had them read Bahar, Bechukose, and by Midbar. So he went not only three parashios, but even two different books. And as well, they say over with them. And then a story with, I think, about Yosef, he also missed and he made it up. And they say over in Lakewood, in Rav Aaron Cutler, I guess he was away, he missed. And so what he did was, I think it might have only been one parsha, I don't know. He got up, he's not a Kohen, but he got called up for a Kohen. He went back to the original din, Talmud Chacham Kodem with Kohen. And he read whatever the parsha was, the whole parsha, and then he read into Rishon. In order to be Yotze, so the bracha should also go on that parsha. So we see, even though it might be a Chovas HaTzibor, and that seems to be the Pashtas, like the Shari Ephraim, based on the Ramban, but nevertheless, to many, many Gedolim from the, you know, from the Vilna Gaon, the Chazon Ish, the Briskers, Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Rav and others, many people were willing to, even if they weren't obligated, they felt it's recommended, and therefore they went ahead and they read, and they went back and did, whether it's Tashlumin or not, they went back and they read over the parashas they missed.